Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Let's go deeper in our Thanksgiving. Here in America, it's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. But this applies to everyone across the globe. Every day should be a Thanksgiving day. Always and everywhere to give you thanks. It's our duty and our salvation. It is right and just. That should be a part of our lives every single day. But let's not just go on the surface today. Let's dive deep into Thanksgiving. What do I mean by that? Well, we typically say thank you for my faith, my family, my home, my material goods. Thank you for my finances. Maybe you even go on your investments. Thank you for this. Thank you for my job. Thank you for things that we have been blessed with. But we always think of the good things. Let's dig deeper. Lord, thank you for 2020. Yep, I said it. Thank you for 2020. Here's my deeper dig. Because 2020 has been so challenging for me. Thank you, Lord, for helping me grow in my dependence and trust in you and on your plan. Thank you for showing me that in my desolation and in my moments of depression and not really feeling your presence and kind of feeling numb, I was growing. I was struggling to find you, but I kept walking. And then I started walking up the mountain and everything changed. Thank you, Lord, for helping me realize that I can control my body, that maybe I needed something drastic to happen in my life in order for me to be lifted of this extra weight. And I continue to enjoy this control with you. This is not a fight. This is not a struggle. And I thank you for that grace. I'm enjoying working out. I don't force myself to do it when I'm not feeling like it, but I have a lot more energy, so I feel like doing it more. Thank you, God, for putting me into these challenging situations, both physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, so that I can then bring those experiences to my faith coach mentees, to you here on the podcast who listen, and to those who follow me on YouTube in my videos. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me how short life is, and for giving me the beautiful joy of having last rites and the apostolic pardon on a dear member of my family who we lost this year. Thank you for reminding me that life is short and how we live it matters. Thank you for the struggles that my husband and I have been through this year, our differences of opinion, our true discussions that never really came out to any resolution, with the exception of, well, I guess we're not going to make a decision, so we'll just leave it at that. And then we love each other. Through it all, through the differences, we still love deeply, if not more deep. These moments have brought us closer. So thank you, God, for all of the experiences. A lot of 2020 has been difficult. Thank you for helping me love those around me and go out of my way to be kind to people in the grocery store and wherever I am out in the world, because people are isolated, wearing masks. They're not looking at anyone. Those poor people at the checkout counters must be so lonely because it's like nobody speaks to them. So thank you, Lord, for helping me realize that everyone needs love, especially during these times. So when you go through your litany of gratitude, when you thank God for all of your blessings, don't forget the ones that at the time didn't seem like a blessing, but there was a reason for them. I went through 9 months of blah. I mean, I don't know any other way to say it. Just the blahs. I had spiritual sloth, physical sloth. There were days that I was depressed. I felt a weight on my body hanging over me. And yeah, that was no fun. I was constantly battling every single day. And then I would feel that joy. I would feel God flutter in. It wasn't like it was a full 9 month stretch, but it was a vast majority of that time. And oh, by the way, I would only go on my exercise regime for a couple of days and then I'd drop off. And then a week later I'd start up, then I'd drop off. And my eating was just all over the map. So I'm so grateful that God pushed me to the edge. Pushed me through to the edge where I really had to decide, okay, I'm either going to accept this and this is how it's going to be, or I'm going to fight in a completely different way than I've ever fought before. And that's what I decided to do. And I'm so grateful that he put that in my heart. And I turned around from that edge of the cliff and I took that not so long road back to the path. It really wasn't that difficult. It was almost instantaneous after a few days. I'm telling you, that juicing decision was a game changer in so many ways. It lightened me physically, mentally, spiritually. I mean, it was almost as if, you know that Peanut cartoon character, Pigpen, I think his name is. He walks around with that big cloud of dust around him because he's so dirty. I mean, that's how I felt, but it was kind of like over the top of my head and it was keeping me in this doom and gloom and actually weighing me down. At times I felt like my body was being pressed into the earth. It was horrible. And so I feel like a fresh, clean, new person, that clean and pure heart, that contrite heart, because I remember going to confession, confessing how lazy I was spiritually and physically, and how I just was, oh, I was numb. It was horrible. So I'm grateful for him to teach me how to continue to persevere, how to continue to walk toward Him even when I don't feel like it, and know that consolation is on the other side, always. I didn't know it was going to be 9 months. Heck, I'm happy it's not like St. Mother Teresa, 20 years. But in the end, it's there. It's on the other side. So keep walking. When you're in a valley, there's always a mountain in front of you. You just got to keep walking. Alrighty, everyone. Go deep. Oh, go deep in your Thanksgiving. Think about all of the things that have happened to you. And just look at this year alone and be grateful for all of the things that God has blessed you with. Most importantly, your faith. Your faith is what helps through all of these trials and is even more beautiful when things are going your way. You're on like cloud nine. You're above that mountain. It's wonderful. Enjoy this day to all Americans. I don't know how you're celebrating it. I'm sure it will be differently at every place. But take advantage of this time to thank God for where you're at in your life. And for all of you globally, it's another day for Thanksgiving, as we should be doing always and everywhere. And really, sit and spend some time with God today. And then love the heck out of the people around you. No judgment. If you have to just shut down a conversation that gets you guys in, I don't know, arguments or sucks the love out of the room, then do it. You know what? We're not going to talk about that today. Let's just love each other and be in this moment. Who cares at this moment about politics, about religion, about whatever it is? You know, maybe it's the football teams that are playing. I don't know what you argue about, but you know, when you're with family, there's always something, isn't there? And love that person who steps on every nerve. Walk up to them and love them in a huge way. Wrap your arms around them and just continue to love and love and love and pray for that person. They need God's love as well and yours. Okay, have a beautiful, thankful, blessed day.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.